Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'm gonna see this tonight.
My friend Jay Knight.
Man, you gonna pay the songs off.
You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Huh?
You got lots. All right, Brooklyn, you are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Mrs. Jones, and I'm here with my better half, D-Stacks, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, and we are the Joneses. Me and D-Stacks are a power couple. We out here on our grind, making moves together by the grace of God. Kicking It with the Joneses is live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. We bringing it to you straight up, telling it like it is, covering Brooklyn news, trending news, and hood news, keeping it 100. It's important to tune into our show, not only because we are dope, but because you could win free stuff. We will have special giveaways, not every show, but often enough. We had a great show last week where we had like a little intermission where we played underground playlist for the whole show. D-Stacks held it down while I was missing, but I am back, and we thank you all for listening. If you miss any of our shows, you can check it out on our Mixcloud, where you can find all our previous episodes. This is our 17th episode, and don't forget to like our show. And if you want to donate to our show or to Radio Free Brooklyn, you can do so at radiofreebrooklyn.com.
What's good, Brooklyn? It's your boy, D-Stacks. We have a special guest in the building today. Hip hop recording all this upper class, you're out of Brooklyn.
BMG shit, man.
Thank you for being with us today.
Yes, we definitely appreciate this interview. So, upper class, you rap and you are talented. At what age did you start rapping?
Probably like 11. I started taking it serious maybe like 2 years ago.
Okay, so when 2 years ago is basically when you decided to like make a career out of it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Was there like 2 years ago, like what happened? Was there like a certain thing that happened, occurred in your life that made you want to be like, yo, this is what I want to do. Music is who I am.
I mean, like I just started, like I expressed myself through my music basically. So like whatever happens in my life, I just jot it down and put it on a beat. So it ain't really like something specifically happened for me to start rapping. That's how I express myself.
Gotcha.
So how would you define your music?
Like what you mean?
Like what's
trap? Like what kind
of? Yeah.
See, I wouldn't put it in one genre because I make all type of music. You give me a rock beat, I can make something on it. I don't stay to one genre.
Nice.
That's cool.
I even got a soca song.
Yeah, we heard it. On your SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So what you think is the biggest downfall for like underground artists to become mainstream? Because like all the time is like new underground artists coming out every single day.
It's the support, man. Like, you know, usually when you don't got a name and you just building your name, it's like people don't really see the vision until you get on. You know what I mean? So it's like, it actually keeps you down. You know, like, you can have talent better than guys in the game, but nobody sees you because nobody's supporting. Understand? It's nobody playing your music out there or whatever.
True. I agree with you. So how did you come up with the stage name Upper Class?
I don't know. It just fit my personality. You know, I'm an upper class kind of guy. I wear designing. You know, it just fit my name.
All right, but how you is it CLA dollar sign two
yeah,
dollar sign
two dollar signs.
Because I see that you had like two SoundClouds and the other one that says regular class.
Yeah, because some people like I don't like telling people all the time, yo, you gotta put $2 signs. So I just made one where it's just regular S's. If I tell you upper class, and it's simple to spell. So. I mean, when you got the dollar sign, make it harder for people to find it. Because they not going to think to put $2 signs unless I tell them.
True, they're going to put the two S's.
So, what part of Brooklyn are you from?
Flatbush.
And speaking of your soca song, are you from Grenada?
Yeah, born in Grenada.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. I really like that song, though.
Thanks.
Pretty dope.
So, we're going to get into one of his songs. The name of the song is...
What you gonna play for us today?
Which one you want?
It don't matter, anyone.
All right, we're gonna play a new track. called You Don't Blow. We actually just recorded this one yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Dope. Yeah.
Preview.
Yeah, exclusive.
Got like a UK type flow to it.
Okay.
Told these niggas 2017 my shit, man. That's our shit, being so fucking takeover. I'm about to give y'all out niggas a fucking makeover, nigga. BMG shit. Hey. Gang shit. Stay strapped, don't lag. Run down, I pull that gat out the book bag. Baby.
Say you talk guns, but you don't blow. Shots go off, you Usain Bolt. Niggas talk tough till the men get smoked. Black flag on, but we ain't foe. Say you talk guns, but you don't blow. Shots go off, you Usain Bolt. Niggas talk tough till the men get smoked. Black flag on, but we ain't folk.
Damn.
BMG. Pull up and I smoke a nigga, straight face. I ain't talking about no poker nigga. No gun, then I guess I gotta poke a nigga. Buck 50, leave a smile like Joker nigga.
Okay.
Young nigga from the back blocks. Black with them niggas push keys like they opening padlocks. Okay. Wasn't crip, but on my block. Whoa. I was jumping in squares like a nigga playing hopscotch. Train phone got a hot shot. Nah, nigga got the beam on the chop like Cyclops. Run down, get your nice shot. Cause I be riding with steel like a motherfucking bike cop. Everybody turn shooters now. Whoa. Steady tone on Rugers now. Whoa. Clip longer than the ruler now. Whoa. Man, you niggas need to cool it down. With this beef, I'm a loco. Grip the chop real tight like I put it in a choco. Catch the op on the dolo. Whoa. Then them shots go flash like I'm trying to take a photo. Free my nigga out the cello. Nigga, my nigga L.I. 25 with an L, though. All my niggas raise hell, though. Whoa. Got connects with the arms like a motherfucker elbow. Dang. Never lack, nigga, hell no. Like a crab getting burnt, all my niggas let shells go. All my opps take a L, though. Nigga talk real tough, but they sharper than jello. All my opps take a L, though. Nigga talk real tough, but they softer than jello. Say you talk guns, but you don't blow. Shots go off, you Usain Bolt. Nigga talk tough till the men get smoked. Black flag on, but we ain't folk. Say you talk guns, but you don't blow. Shots go off, you Usain Bolt. Niggas talk tough till the men get smoked. Black flag on, but we ain't folk.
Gang.
BMG.
They call me J9 and I shoot like dice. NBA baller, no Fisher Price. Sippin' on Henny, I'm feeling nice. Fuck that like bitch, you can't spend the nights. Pour up before, mix it up a spike. Diamonds, they call, you can see the ice. I be swervin', I'm looking, just gang guap. I'm gon' go to the top, shit, it never stop. 20s niggas is hating, so fuck the ops. 23 in the clip, you go holy shots. Bitch, I'm right here, just posted on Jordan Block. Pour up Henny, Patron when we in the spot. Any nigga run up, they ain't getting flocked. Ain't no snitchin', my niggas don't talk to cops. Cold finesse, so you know that them bodies drop. Look at pictures, they hit like the tropics. How you say that you nothing to stop it? I remember they next with the rockets. Now I only keep bands in my pockets. Bitch, I'm ready to plug like a socket. Got I'm saying J9 is a topic. Yeah, the friends, they be clapping, they like it. So the bands, so I had to cop it. Now I'm back in the trap with the magics. Steady chopper, you know I like action. Don't run up on me, you get knocked at your teeth. I be stacking my guns automatic. We chasing our money, just look at the team. They was talking, I caught them in traffic. Just put up on niggas and back at the beams. They didn't know they ain't ready for me. I be chasing these bands while these niggas ain't sleep. I be swerving, just towing a hit. When war with my niggas, we ready for beef.
Say you talk guns, but you don't blow. Shots go off, you Usain Bolt. Niggas talk tough till the men get smoked. Black flag on, but we ain't folk. Say you talk guns, but you don't blow. Shots go off, you Usain Bolt. Niggas talk tough till the men get smoked. Black flag on, but we ain't folk.
Yeah.
BMG.
All right, and we back live. We have Upper Class in the building. We also have Jay Knight in the building, and they just play
You Don't Blow.
You Don't Blow. So before we get into that song, Jay Knight, tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm that Jay Knight nigga from Brooklyn, Flatbush.
Hey. Right.
I'm from Flatbush, Jay Knight.
Jay Knight. You know,
from Jordan Block. Just a young upcoming rapper. Feel me?
Nice. All right, so tell us about that song that you just played. Tell us about the inspiration that went into recording it. And you just said that you recorded it yesterday, right? Yeah. So tell us about it.
Funny thing is, this song wasn't even planned. Like, so like we had the beat or whatever, and I said, you know what, let me throw something on it real quick. And he had some, so he said, you know what, let's go do something in the booth. And then it came out fire. So you know, like I spit and he spit, and like other people could relate to it and they like it. So we throw it out there for the fans.
Facts, you already know.
Nice. So what's the concept behind it?
What you mean?
I basically, like, the in the chorus is like, you say you talk guns, but you don't blow. Shots go off, you Usain Bolt. Everybody know who Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world. He runner. So, like, usually in the streets, everybody talking about they shooting people and they doing all that, but they lying and all that, you feel me? So I say you talk guns, but you don't blow. When the shots go off, you Usain Bolt, you running. So
gotcha.
Basically it's like exposing frauds and all that.
Right. Mm-hmm. is something you like to do.
Yeah, basically.
I saw that hallway video that's going viral.
The facts, yeah. Man. Yeah. Exposing the frauds, man.
Yeah, that's dope.
No frauds allowed.
So, Jay Knight, how long you been rapping for?
Man, I've been rapping for a minute now, since I was like 12, I say. And like, I wasn't as nice as back then, because like, people used to always tell me, yo, you can't rap or whatever, da da da. But it just like pushed me, for me. Because like, I'm like, all right, so since they say I'm not nice, I'm about to listen to other rappers and see like, yo, what's catching people's attention. So then now I put it in like my own style, and then like people start liking it, and then I just came up from like that.
That's cool. So is it BMG or 8MG?
BMG, the 8 is a B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was seeing some old videos, and I was like, someone else is the AMG.
You gotta get
something
flashy.
Huh? Yeah, because like, it's like 2 8 balls that make the B. Like, I got a tatted it right here. I mean, it's like 2 8 balls that make the B.
Okay.
So they ain't got 2 8 balls stacked on each other as emoji, so we just write an 8.
Okay, so is that a label or what is like?
Yeah, BMG, ENT, yeah.
All right, so who's the artist you have on there besides?
It's me, Jay Knight, Finesse.
Yeah, I heard the track. I only heard like the track that you and Finesse was on.
Yeah.
Like the first, I guess, is the BMB knowing them this.
Oh, yeah, the Catch Your Eye.
Yeah, yeah.
That went viral too.
Yeah. That's the first video I really like seen, and I was like, oh, this dude is nice.
We got a few other artists too.
Young Strap.
Yeah, Young Strap, Smooth De Niro, Kills. That's other BMG people. You ain't seen no tracks with us. Yeah, we ain't got no videos out, man. We got tracks on SoundCloud though.
Yeah. I seen both of them. Nova King, he with y'all too?
Nova Coke, yeah.
Nova Coke.
Free Nova Cocaine.
Okay. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. So. So what you think is the best platform to promote your music?
Like,
social-wise, like Facebook and stuff?
Yeah, social-wise or like, do y'all do any shows or competitions or anything? Or?
Yeah, I did shows before, but I don't really take shows serious because like usually when you go to shows, it's a bunch of nobodies there.
Mm.
Not disrespecting anybody, but like when I say nobodies, like nobody that could put me on. You know what I mean? It's just other dudes that's on the same level as me. So I don't really do shows like that. It don't make no sense to me. Tell you the truth, it doesn't get me any bigger buzz, nothing, you feel me? So I don't even do it. But like as far as platforms that I use Facebook, because you know most of the people on Facebook, I actually know them in person, so it's like when I share it to them, they're gonna share it to their people and it get around faster like that.
Yeah.
What else? Your phone? Sorry, my phone ringing.
Another heat track.
Yeah, that's another track we just dropped,
it's
too.
It's a recent track.
Yeah. But I was saying, like I use Instagram sometimes, but I'm not SoundCloud. Really on there. Yeah, SoundCloud, YouTube. But like if I could get like a management crew or something, like somebody that do all of that for me, it'd make it easier because I'd be able to work more, be in the studio more. You understand? Like I'm rapping, I'm promoting, I even edit my own videos sometimes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to ask you, like, who be doing your videos?
The Catch Your Eye video, I edited that myself.
Oh, okay.
Like, I had one of my friends hold the camera.
Yeah.
And whatever, and after I edited the video myself.
There's many videos we recorded by ourselves.
Most of my videos, only two videos right now that's not recorded by me. The newest one that we dropped the other day, Demolition.
Yeah, that was like Fade to Black or something
like
that.
And Jordan Block.
Shout out Fade to Black.
Yeah, shout out my boy Fade to Black, facts. Jordan Block. He did that one too. But everything else we did ourselves.
That's dope because everybody really using like Flowtastic and all of that.
Yeah,
like
that's another thing too. We be bunning out that Flowtastic shit because most of the niggas who think they got clout and they got views, they don't really have no views. They just getting views from Flowtastic because he built up his fan base. People go to see his work. They ain't going to see the artists that he's featuring on his page. They just going to see his work. And like if he did a track with somebody that's big, like let's say Bambino and Curly Side, they got a little buzz. Right, and he did some work with them. So most of the people, they gonna go on his page and subscribe because of those people.
Yeah.
Understand? So when he drops a video, it doesn't matter who the rapper is. He drop a video, like his subscribers gonna automatically get the notification that he just put a video out. So that's where the views come from. Yeah. And we at one point people saying that Flowtastic was buying views too. I ain't gonna front.
Yeah.
Because out of nowhere, his account just blew up out of nowhere. Like,
and mails and stuff.
Yeah, Bambino and Curly Sav, that gang shit.
Yeah.
That shit had a million views mad quick out of nowhere. And Flowtastic used to rap. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, yeah?
He used to rap, and he never had a buzz. He still don't have a buzz for rapping. So how is it possible that now out of nowhere, Benvenuto and Curly Sav and them come, and he's this big-ass videographer or whatever. So niggas was like, yo, he's buying views and shit. That's why we never went to Flowtastic. We went to go do something with We The Movement, but he acting like he's scared. He don't want to respond to us. I don't know why. He acting like he's scared to come to my hood or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah, because people hear about Flatbush, they're like, nah,
yeah, I don't know. He doesn't respond. Like, I wrote him mad times. He don't respond, so I just left it alone.
Okay.
We rocking with Fade to Black. He nice.
Yeah, that was a dope video. Yeah,
so you do a lot on your own. So I noticed that majority of the singles on SoundCloud has album covers, which I think is pretty dope. So you do that too?
Yeah, we do that ourselves too.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So let's get into another song. Tell us what you're about to play for us.
We're going to let y'all listen to that Demolition Day that was just on my ringtone since it came on. You feel me? Let y'all hear that heat. Me and Jay Knight. Let me find that Demolition.
We constantly dropping heat for the fans, man.
And next, I'm going to let y'all hear that diss track I got for Young Liddy.
Yes, I'm going to ask you about that.
Ether, Demolition Day, there we go.
BMJ, gang. No, we coming, man. Gang shit. I show with a Uzi, yeah. Don't run up on me, you get shot like a movie. They say that I'm ruthless, yeah. I'm counting these bands and I make you look stupid, yeah. She calling me Cupid, uh-huh. She give me her love and I try not to use it, no. These niggas is clueless.
We the movement, but he acting like he's scared. He don't want to respond to us, I don't know why. He acting like he's scared.
Had beef, just stack up a few chips. These niggas is bums. They talk about bread, but they ain't on no crumb. I'm like, nigga, you dumb. I'm right on the block and I'm pussy with drums. Better run if you run. These niggas be bluff, but they ain't got no guns. Don't pass me no rum. Just pass me the handy, I'm trying to get done. Scan his best on his hoe, show me love. Remember when numbers are up? Niggas don't hate cause they see that I'm up. I had to run up the bucks. Got four and guns, throw the love like a truck. Catch him and better have luck. I swear these niggas is new to this. I'll call on my bro and he shoots it. Got hella guns with the corner kit. Bitch, I ain't the one to this. 40 beating like a drum, squeal it till it's done, hit him nice slump. Time to game, there you kiss him, hot on like a missile, going through your tits. Throw the block is where I be, they be mobbing deep, put him on a team. Got 30s and 40s for oppas, what? Get low when we shooting them choppers. They say we the best, so they watch us. Don't let me go call up my shots. You don't wanna fuck with the mobsters. Talk tough and get cry like some lobsters, gang.
Hold on, little bro. Let me get these niggas real quick, man.
Let me
show these niggas who the real Brooklyn is, man.
BMG shit. I don't rap like none of you niggas. Then I murder ain't one of you niggas. Niggas talking that heat talk. Well, I'm about to start bunning you niggas. I be feeling like the rap sumo. Killing all of these rap duos. All these niggas is mad cool, like Curly Sav and Bambino. Ain't talking mula when I chase Benji. Pull up on them with the big semi. Pull the trigger till the clip empty. Then spur it off in that damn wrench. None of you niggas ain't fucking with me. Niggas get burned in the second degree. A third, fucker, just try me and see. Murder a nigga in front of the D. Hot nigga, but I'm cold hearted. Plus, I'm born in December. They say Young Liddy, he up next. Well, I gotta murder that ginger. On the ass shit, but don't have shit. What the fuck is wrong with that nigga? How you posted up on the block, bitch, but you ain't stacking no figures. Ain't gon' be for this rap shit when Young Liddy on TV. Cause all my niggas gon' pop out on that fuck nigga like 3D. I move smooth with the mask on, so nobody won't see me. All the niggas heard was bang bang. Now they thinking that it was cheeky. Cash flow, he ain't even hot, but he get straight, so I'ma let him rock. But if I catch him chillin' with the ops,
when I spin they block, he gon' catch a shot.
Oh yeah, fuck June the Goon, they gon' find his body in the Blue Lagoon. So his eyes swole like two balloons. We don't pop shit on the internet, we pop up in your living room. Paparazzi get popped on. I treat that nigga like Kanye West. I'm a motherfucker, I fuck his mouth. Now I'm feelin' like I'm Delonte West. Niggas move out, then I'm grippin' tight. Checkin' shit like night sweats. Niggas too pussy like Dyke say. Oh hell yeah, I fuck Young and May. Find a dyke ass and turn it straight. Give a dick in a submission move and make a tap out like MMA.
Gang, gang.
All you niggas want beef while I'm on it.
Whoa.
I rise heat like the sun in the morning.
Whoa.
Make your mom see a son in the coffin.
Hey.
With a hole in his head like a dolphin.
All right, we back live and we here with
Upper Class
and Jay Knight. And we just played Demolition. So tell us about that song. Like, you just went in on everybody.
Yeah, I be listening to niggas' music and shit. And, like, you know, when you do certain things, like, you could look at somebody and tell, like, yo, he's not really about what he talking about. Like, Bambino,
This guy said
clip hanging out of 38. A 38 is a revolver. Ain't no clip in the 38. So you feel me? Like, I'm like, you talking about guns. You don't know nothing about no guns. So you feel me? I don't be believing the shit they be saying. So certain people, like, you know, I got to expose them. And then, like, other dudes on the track, it's not like, yo, the other dudes, I ain't really exposing the other dudes. It's just like they a little bit of competition. So I'm trying to murder the competition. Feel me? Young Liddy, he trash.
Yeah, like how
he trash. He be subbing me all the time. I don't like that shit.
But that he made him a response. Right. But that was weak,
though. Trash. That shit was trash. That shit was trash. Y'all gotta get him up here, man. Interview him. Ask him what he was thinking about, man.
Oh, man.
I don't think he deserved an interview after that track.
Yeah, he was burning somebody mixtape or something. It looked like a cassette. Yeah, like what he thought that was cool. Throwing up French fries in a video.
Yeah,
what was wrong with this guy? Swagless monkey. What's wrong with him?
Oh man, so the video I thought was really dope. Tell us about the inspiration behind the video.
I mean, we rented a B&B and. Like, we just brought Fade to Black, and he did his thing. We ain't had nothing to do with the video.
Oh,
we
like,
just
he
rapping.
Did everything.
Yeah, he did his
thing. Yeah, because at one point, yeah, I was sitting at the table, and y'all all had
Sprite
bottles.
That was all his idea.
Nah. Maybe in the future.
Right, endorsement.
Probably.
Okay, that
and
was
like,
dope.
And, like, the concept, you see, we is on the table, and the place is empty. Like, the rappers that I'm dissing, they the fool.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
So that's why the plate empty. They the fool. Whatever, you feel me? And we was talking to each other, like, you see, we conversing in the video with each other while
coming
we spitting
up with
the bars.
Master plan.
Yeah, like, how we gonna kill these dudes, you feel me?
Gotcha.
Facts. Mob shit.
Nah, we coming.
Mm-hmm. Three. Jordan Block.
So, how do you two know each other, though?
It's my little bro.
Like, just from the block or, like, what?
Yeah, from the hood.
Gotcha.
From the hood, yeah. All
right.
And one day he hear me rapping, and one day he came to me like, yo, I got some shit, bro. Listen to this, da da da. And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna help you, you know. And I started working with him, and he got better. Now he writing shit and hit me up like, yo, bro, I got a verse, I got two verses. We in the studio, feel me? He be on it. Nice. That's why we always be working together and shit. Finesse is lazy. I hope he listening, too.
Oh, yeah, because Finesse is kind of dope, though.
Yeah, he's lazy, though. All he do is smoke weed, man. That's Wiz Khalifa right there. Without the work ethic. This guy's lazy, man. Shout out to Finesse, though.
Facts.
Ray, Bird,
BMG, all my mobsters, man.
So if you could compare yourself to an established artist, who would you compare yourself to? Or you wouldn't compare yourself to nobody.
I mean, I'm a mixture, man. It's like, I can't compare myself to one artist. It got to be a whole bunch of artists. I can't just be one person. I mean, mm-hmm. The only thing, like, I can't do is sing. You
okay.
Feel me?
Yeah.
I could do anything, though. Like I said, you give me a rock beat. I actually got a rock track already, too. I mean, we just made a dance hall song and shit.
Okay.
And then I already got the soca song. So anything you give me, I could do it.
Okay.
I mean?
So what about you, Jay Knight?
Oh, man, I'm sticking to my genre. But then, like, I like the soca or whatever for me. Like, I can spill a little something on it. I'm working on it.
That's Brooklyn G Herbo. All
right. So, is there any established artists, like, right now that you guys would want to work with?
Yo, everybody.
Everybody.
Don't matter who you is, I would work with anybody. Anybody that's in the industry, I work with them.
Okay, that's what's up.
So, all your features is everybody that's on BMG, or?
I mean, yeah, basically, for now, because we ain't really been trying to work with nobody else like that, you know what I mean? Because we don't want to owe nobody, our buzz to nobody. You know, when you do track with certain people, they be like, oh... Yeah, I gave you that buzz. Nah, I did that myself. Understand? Like, I did a song with somebody else, actually. I ain't even gonna say this guy's name because he ain't gonna get no clout off of me. He's a suck ass nigga. I gave him the most views out of his career and shit. You know what I mean? He did a track with me. He had like 13 seconds on the verse. Then they got in their feelings because they tagged me in something and I was sleeping. Mm. So I can't share nothing if I'm asleep.
True.
I got up. I guess because I didn't share it when they wanted me to or they asked me to. They got in their feelings, sub me in the post. And then one of their mans tagged my name and shit, and then it turned into an altercation.
It just be hate, because niggas just be hating on us all the time. Like, you see a little buzz coming, niggas go viral and all that shit. Niggas just be hating.
Yes.
But we love the hate, though, because they bring more attention. But I like it.
Now, I mean, I like the hate, because the hate promote me, but then again, I don't want to tolerate disrespect. If you're going to tell me you're going to do some shit when you see me, I'm going to see you first and do it to you first. Shout out to Kobe. He got the gigabyte slapped out of him. You feel me? Shout out to that man. He was talking hot on the internet.
Oh, that was the whole dude.
Yeah. Okay. He was talking hot on the internet. I told him I don't even play that shit. He kept talking. I said, when I see you, I'm going to smack fire out you and put it on Facebook since you like Facebook shows. And then he went viral.
Yeah,
they got remixes and all that and shit.
Yeah, I saw the remix with the little white.
Facts, they got a GameCube one and shit. Yeah. They got mad different remixes and shit.
That's what happened when you keep talking shit. Like,
facts. I don't tolerate that.
I see. Y'all nothing to play with. I wanted to ask y'all that if y'all had a lot of haters.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of haters.
I mean, like, you see the thing about it, like, why people be hating, like, right now, is because I be dissing their favorite rappers. You feel me? Like, I don't know what these people know about hip hop, but this shit is a competition, you feel me? And I'm not here to be friends with nobody. And like, if you ahead of me, I'm trying to, you feel me?
Right.
Like J. Cole said, he won Jay-Z place, and Jay-Z the man who signed him. You feel me? But when a dude like me do it, somebody who ain't in the industry, everybody say, yo, I'm hating, or I'm dick riding, or I'm trying to, you feel me? I'm trying to get clout off of people. I'm not trying to get clout. I'm just trying to keep, you feel me? How hip hop's supposed to be. I'm trying to bring it back. You feel me?
Like
it's a
Kendrick.
Competition. Word.
Yeah, when Kendrick came out dissing all these
with
cats.
The control, facts. When he came out with the control track. You feel me? Like, it's a competition. Like, I don't know. Everybody expect everybody to be friends. I ain't trying to be nobody friend, man. These niggas ain't making no money for me. I ain't trying to be their friend, man.
Facts.
So what's the next track that you gonna play for us?
I'm going to play that Ether, man.
Yes, I like that
see,
one.
See, the crazy thing about it, everybody might say, yo, he jumped on the Ether because Remy Ma came out with the Sheetah.
But the we had it before that.
Yeah, facts.
Okay.
Way before
that. Yeah, because I had it ready for this young Liddy nigga because he went on live and he was previewing some shit that he, that shit, the Fire on Him shit that we were just talking about previously. He previewed that before he dropped it. For me, he done fucked up when he did that. Because now I heard some of the words he was saying, and then I was working on the Ether. Then, crazy thing about it, the next day, Remy came out with Sheetha. I was tight.
Because
now everybody going to be like, yo, he jumped on
it. Yeah, he jumped because Remy got it.
But it's not that. But I'm going to play that for y'all, though. All
right.
Little fucking ginger.
Just ate him.
Dead pussy, nigga. Uh-huh. We want to test the guard, nigga. To smoke your ass. MG. Fuck with your soul like Ether. Fuck on your bitch and leave her. Ain't shit that you could tell me. I prove you lost already. Who you gon' fire on? You ain't got no firearm. Catch me outside, I'll leave you running like a marathon, you pussy. And when it come to bars, you just a rookie. I'm about to take you to class, no playing hooky. This is what that jungle do like A Boogie. No K-Shine, zip him up like babe hoodies. Contagious with the flow, my bars is so catchy. You talk loud, but your swag is so Reggie. You want beef? Get your gun and come get me. Test me, I slap shots like Wayne Gretzky. Gingerbread man, run fast as you can. But even quick niggas get they body buried in sand. Cause the guns that I blame came straight from Iran. With the beam on the top, just in case if he ran. Niggas say that I do it for clout, that's not true. I'm just tired of them fake ass balls, that's not you. I'm electric with the balls, I just pick and I chew. Any rapper in the way could catch it like swine flu. I'm so witty with the flow. He so shitty with the flow. Punchline so hard they make Liddy hit the flow. You can ask everywhere in the hood, I'm not coward. A nigga known to raise them arms like Black Power. Don't let him gas you up, it's not showers. You can get hit with the 30 like half hour. Nigga, I'm in every hood like a mechanic. Wait for you under a car like a mechanic. Pussy, I ain't come here to scrap, I came to blame it. You can get laid out swinging like in a hammock. Snatch your soul out of your body like tight sneakers. Hollows go through your thoughts, they mind readers. Niggas only tough in packs like hyena. But Dolly, they can't see me like John Cena. You just keep running your mouth like broke faucets. Till a nigga run in your house and hold hostage. End up with a gun in your mouth like talk hot, bitch. That 4-5 blasting off like team rockets. Better take your time with what you say, little nigga. I'm about to blow cause I K'd the little nigga. Cause I started rapping that drill, you think I fell off? I can rap on any beat and still be well off. So you niggas on my meat, get the hell off. Young Kitty ain't shit, in the fields that nigga dead soft. True shit, you only get views cause you crip. They only on deck cause y'all jack the same shit. Ayo, Trays, I'ma give y'all trade that work with the Tray 8. Nigga, that's 8 Tray backwards. And if he try to run, I hit 8 Tray back first. I fucks with the Trays, but they won't like that verse. Okay, let them see that I'm bringing the thunder. Big strap on my shoulder like I'm wearing a jumper. Kick back like a baby when inside of his mother. Hollow tips and turn a bleeding, that'll make his body suffer. Better know your place and don't come for me. Cause if it's beef, you won't live comfortably. BMG, and niggas can't.
All right, Brooklyn, we back live. And we have Upper Class in the building with Jay Knight. And we just played the Ether Freestyle, which was really, really dope. This was honestly the first thing that I heard from you when I was researching. And I thought it was so cool. Like, all the punchlines or whatever was really dope. Mm-hmm. One that I really like was when you said, known to raise them arms like Black Power. Mm-hmm. I like that one. And then, if it's beef, you won't live comfortably. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, he is no joke. This guy is really about that life.
Because it gets serious.
Right. I really like that freestyle.
The reason why I said that too, that part right there, and in his track, he was like, catch him outside, he going to do some shit. So I'm like, yo, this to me, I was saying, yo, this is hip-hop. I'm just doing this rap shit, you feel me? And now he want to take it to the street. So I'm saying, if it's real beef, you won't live comfortably. You won't beef with me, man. Type of nigga pull up on your block when you chilling with your homies and shit. I mean, young lady ain't about that life. He know me. He met me personally before. He know what's up. Slapped the shit out that nigga.
Kobe.
Oh, that nigga.
So,
no 24.
Do you feel that New York rappers are not what they used to be?
I mean, you know, it's like evolution, man. It's gonna change with time. Everybody expect things to stay the same, like. Music is like somebody that's broke. You don't want to stay broke. You want to change up. You want to get money. You feel me? Like, you can't expect music to be the same way it was in the 90s. Like, the beats is different. The quality of the music is different. You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, everything right now is different. So I don't feel like, you know what I mean? It got the rappers that rap. That boom bap rap, that backpack rap. It got different genres, you feel me? So it's like, you can't expect every rapper to rap that boom bap or like Biggie and Pac. Like, if it was like that, it would be like, yo, it's you know what I mean? It's annoying. Like, you're going to get tired of hearing it. Like, sometimes I listen to dancehall music and my ears get fatigued listening to that. Then I switch it. I listen to some rap or something, you feel me? Like, you don't want to listen to everybody sounding like Nas. Like,
right.
It's going to be boring. You know what I mean? Like, the new sound, I think it's cool. I think it's cool. But most of the rappers that's making it is trash, though. But
facts, mumble rappers.
Yeah, but I think it's cool, though. Because, I mean, that's they genre, you know what I mean? They made their own lane type shit. And they made it with their own style.
It's cool, though. Like, Famous Dex.
Yeah, Famous Dex, he's doo-doo. He's doo-doo. But, you know,
he got his own style.
Yeah, his swag is dope and like, his energy. I mean, when you watch his videos, it make you feel like you there with him. Like, it make you want to turn up because he a turn up dude. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. So, you also said, give me any beat and I'll smoke any rapper in Brooklyn. So, are you calling out Brooklyn rappers? Do you battle rap?
Not battle rapping like Smack URL, but like on a beat or whatever. If you give me any beat, I'll smoke any rapper on the beat. It don't matter who it is. Like I said, man, the only rappers right now, well, rapper in Brooklyn that I feel could fuck with me lyrically is Young M.A. I mean, they got a couple other dudes that's nice, like Paparazzi Pop. I dissed him. He be having some balls.
Rod Swish.
Yeah, Rod Swish, alright. He ain't all that. He alright. Who else? Who else I be saying I fuck with in Brooklyn? That cocaine nigga.
What's
Coca or whatever his name is. He alright too and shit. Got a couple alright niggas out here and shit. But Young M.A., that's the only person I think. Like, lyrically, is fucking with me. Like, usually, like, I be on this drill shit now because that's what everybody want to hear. So, like, certain rappers who don't know my pedigree, they don't know my background, they're gonna feel like, oh, he could only rap on these type of beats or whatever, or he don't got no lyrics. Only thing he could talk about is guns and shit. You feel me? I got other tracks where I spit that real shit. I could play you some shit. I'm gonna play y'all some shit. The last track I'm gonna play y'all some shit where I spit like actual bars, like, you know what I mean? I had to go to SoundCloud to get that one.
So, do you know Young M.A. personally?
Nah, I don't. I like her music, though. I be listening to her shit. I don't know her personally, though.
Okay.
Yeah, she's somebody who I want to work with, though.
Definitely.
Hell yeah, fuck Young M.A. Find a dyke ass.
Yeah,
so
I was about to ask that, too.
Nah, I'm kidding. I don't want to fuck her, but, you know what I mean? But, shit. I would, but I don't want to. You feel what I'm saying? I don't want to. It's not like niggas thinking it's a fantasy or something. Like, I don't dream about fucking Young M.A. I was just talking my shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Niggas, so some people is like, yo, when they were sharing my link, they like, oh, he gay. He wanna fuck that. Yeah, she's a girl. Like, I don't understand how. Because she dressed like, what if she was just a tomboy and she liked dudes? Like, she it would be gay. Like, I don't get it. Like, you feel me? Dudes is stupid nowadays, man.
All right, so play us something else.
All right, I'm gonna play some real. This is some real bars. Like, if you from the street, whatever, you're gonna be able to relate to this. This is heat. Like, this is some shit that'll touch your soul. You know what I mean? You play that for yeah. Old school beat.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's upper class, baby. BMG shit, man. Niggas say your boy can't rap. So I had to bring New York back. Spit that real shit with them real balls, you heard? You dig? Free my niggas up top doing the biz, man. Free the guys. Uh-huh. Niggas that got locked since they was kids, they ain't even get the chance to have kids, man. Real shit. Brooklyn shit. Fuck with me.
I remember those days we respected each other. I remember. Catching stains, busting guns right next to each other. Nowadays it comes like we neglecting each other. Where the fuck the love went? We supposed to be brothers. Wow. Never switch up for the change, nigga, change for the better. Uh-huh. It's a stone cold world and I ain't talking about the wrestler. Nah. Thinking about my life while I sit up on my dresser. I'm trying to find a way that I can make this shit better. Real man, shit. I'm tired of the guns and I'm tired of the street shit. Right. Whole day went past and I ain't even eat shit. Man, baby mama bugging, always come up with that weak shit. Yeah, now a nigga see I should have had a playing B shit. Uh-huh. Two baby moms and I ain't got a wife yet. Gotta be a father and I ain't even seen life yet. Okay. Trying to make it off the rap, can I get a mic check? Okay. My flow like water, hold on, get a life vest. Uh-huh. I take you on a journey through an ocean of pain. Through all the pain. Shit that I seen to drive a nigga insane. I seen niggas kill niggas just to build up a name. I seen niggas switch up for a whip and a chain. I seen the feds take my cousin right out of the house. Then the canine unit sniffed the whole fucking couch. I was then dead. I woke the next morning on the safe fucking couch. I seen fact. The shit first hand. Fuck word of the mouth. Fuck. I done been through it all and try to take another route. Niggas stabbed me, almost killed me, could've had they me. Tried. Cause I ain't run on my man, I ain't an athlete. Never run. Came out the hospital skinny and voice raspy. Facts. God had to slow me down from moving fast. Okay. I was missing all of the things that blew past me. Now I look different than niggas who dat me. Okay. I'm bleeding out my feelings in my pad, no maxi. Facts. Going off the meter like a cab, taxi. Uh-huh. Putting all the actors in the pit, Bradley. Uh-huh. You understand the words out my mouth? Yeah. Jackie. At 17, locked in C-74. Uh-huh. Met niggas that were locked since 74. Facts. See some niggas get sentenced to 74. I thank God that I ain't get 74. Man, the hood full of dickheads in the same position. Uh-huh. I'm about to cut the whole hood off like circumcision. Niggas talking like they hitters, but they shots is missing. Since a youngin', I was told to play my position. And watch your friends, cause they might turn out to be opposition. And they might catch you at your lowest like Mama Griffin. That's why I keep a long nose like Scottie Pippen. That'll knock a head off and leave a body missing. That'll knock a head off and leave a body missing. I pray to God every day that he got my steps. Cause uh-huh. niggas dying every day and I ain't trying to be next. Real the shit. Cops killing niggas off and niggas killing themselves. They round for a gang, but they ain't grinding for wealth. I'm getting deep on them, something like a thot pussy. Like a thot. Man, I've been up on the edge, so do not push me. Nigga, don't compare me to these rappers, cause they all rookies. Bleeding lies in their pads, man, they all pussies. Pussy. Niggas selling on them subs and they think they good. Uh-huh. Till I put a hole in one like Tiger Woods. I'm waist deep up in these streets, but I'm making good. Great. Pussy nigga test me, man, I wish you would. I know some folks, know some blood, know some crip niggas. Know some frauds, know some thugs, know some bitch niggas. Bitch. But I remain the same, I would never switch, never nigga. Switch. Spitting balls, I pray to God that I get rich, nigga. Facts. Other rappers hating, and they don't think I'm nice. But I tend to have bars, bar 10 when I real write. Shit. Niggas hate it when I spit it, I might start a ball fight. Uh-huh.
Punchline for punchline, I'ma knock out your lights. BMG, bitch.
Woo, that was fire. That was fire. That Nas was freestyle. If I Rule the World beat, which was dope. So, I do have questions for this one because I like that one.
Talk
too.
To me. Talk to
so,
me.
So you said you bartend when you write, which is dope. I like that. That was real catchy. So, tell me about like your writing style.
Like, I mean, when I write, like, it's just like, I don't know, because I'm an artist too. So, like, not like a music artist, like a drawing artist or whatever. It's like I picture my verses in my head. Like, I picture it like it's like a movie in my head. Feel me? So, when I'm writing, it's like you got to see it like how I see it. You feel me? So, I try to paint a picture. So, when you're listening to my music, like, you can envision, like, you can see what I'm talking about. You feel me?
Nice. That's dope. What about you, Jay Knight?
Oh, man, I do a lot of stuff, man. Like, when I'm writing my shit, like I said before, like, I listen to other music, like, feel me? I ask my friends sometimes, like, yo, you like this, you like that, feel me? They'd be like, yeah. And then I just go home, sit down, listen to the beat, write. And then when I got something, yo, bro, listen to this, let me know. And then he like, yo, this is what you got to do right here. This sound good? All right, yo, keep that in it. Feel me?
Facts.
And we just keep working.
Yes, what's up? So, in that freestyle, you said God had to slow me down for moving too fast. What was that about?
Yeah, cause I mean, I got stabbed in the hood on my block or whatever. And like around that time when I got stabbed, I was doing a whole lot of shit. You feel me? Getting locked, getting gun charges. I was doing a whole bunch of bullshit. You feel me? So it's like when I got locked up, I came home for a little bit. I was chilling. You feel me? But I still ain't really learned. I jumped right back in the field doing what I was doing. Then I got stabbed, you feel me? Like, it slowed me down because I couldn't do anything. Like,
right.
You feel me? If I could have walked and be regular after I got stabbed, I probably would have still been doing the same shit. But it slowed me down because, like, I couldn't walk. I couldn't go to the store by myself. I couldn't cough. I couldn't sneeze. I couldn't roll over. People had to come roll me over. It was crazy. Feel me? I got a slit from my chest down past my belly button. Got stabbed in the back, punctured my intestines. I almost died. I lost half the blood in my body. They said I was lucky to even survive that. You feel me? So it did slow me down. Like, I started thinking more, you know what I mean? And, like, the reason I got stabbed is just crazy, you feel me? And then it's like the people who I expected, you feel me, to be there, they wasn't there. So now I look different than niggas who give me daps, you feel me?
Right.
Because, like, yo, we went through all this shit together and now I'm in a situation where I can't even help myself, and you ain't even trying to reach your hand out. So, feel me? But when you see me now, I'm well. You want to give me a dap? Nah, look, I look at niggas funny. Don't dap me, man.
So that's where you get the cut the whole hood off like a circumcision.
Yeah, I'm about to cut the whole hood off, like, cause niggas is frauds, man. Like, niggas see me and they be like, yo, that shit is fire. I saw your shit. When my shit go viral, you feel me? That's when they want to share it. But when I started from the bottom, it's like, yo, share this for me. Niggas like, I got you. You see them, oh, yo, I forgot. You ain't forget shit, nigga, because I tagged you in it. You feel me? So it's like, yo, you don't want to support me until you see my shit going somewhere. You feel me? After this radio interview, I probably wouldn't even have to ask certain niggas to share my shit. They going to dick rob, and they going to share it off the rip. You feel me? So it's like, I don't get the support from the hood. That's why I say I'm about to cut the whole hood off. I get love from everywhere else. Like, on YouTube, they got an analytics. You can look, see who your fan base is, where your views coming from. Most of my views ain't even from America. That's the crazy part about it. And my fan base ain't even dudes. It's 76% females. Like, it's crazy. You feel me? So most of my homies is haters. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I got to weed them out. I don't really know who's who, but I got to weed them out. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
So also in that freestyle, you said, two baby moms and I ain't got a wife yet. Got to be a father and I ain't lived life yet.
Yeah, facts. That's facts.
So you got two kids?
Yeah, I got two boys.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's what's up.
You feel me? I ain't get to see life yet, you feel me? And I got to be a pops. Like, I got to, you feel me? Now, I did a lot of shit, seen a lot of shit, but it's like, yo, I ain't really get to, you feel me?
Really?
Like, yeah, because I had to be a pops, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but I love my little men, and them, and they mad joy and all that. They make me, see, they got me staying young and shit.
Oh, that's what's up. How old are they?
3 and 7.
Okay. Oh, that's what's up. We got two little girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, we that's got it. A 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
I want a daughter too. I want a daughter.
Oh, so, you gotta watch them. Yeah, they're sassy.
I might get one of those this year, man.
So you got a girl? Yeah. Your main girl?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's leave that alone.
I got wifey, man.
Okay, and she got the gun in the bag. You said that in one of your songs. Gotcha.
The gun in the bag, man. Yeah.
Ride or die.
Hold a gun in the bag, man.
All right. But so you did say that you was tired of the guns, tired of the streets or whatever. So
yeah,
you basically, that's what you're doing now is your music to get away from that.
Yeah, so. Basically. I'm tired of that shit, man. The dudes that be like, all right, some dudes rap about doing shit or whatever. You know what I mean? Because that's what they live. But then the dudes that's glorifying it that never did this shit before, like, I look at those dudes like clowns, like, yo, you don't know nothing about this lifestyle. If you did, you wouldn't. The way you glorifying it, you wouldn't. You feel what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't never went through nothing. I mean, they know they mans was busting guns, they mans got shot, and then, you know, they feel like that's their life. That's not your life.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's your man's life, you feel me? You just around it. That don't make you a gangster. That don't make you tough. You feel what I'm saying? Because when you not with your mans, how you act like? That's why I said niggas is only tough in packs like hyenas, you feel me?
Gotcha.
It's real shit.
So, like, one of the questions that we had was to ask, what have been, like, your struggles and your triumph in the business? I know you said that support was one.
That's the main one.
Right. And management, finding management. What do you look for in, like, a manager?
Like, I want somebody who's going to, like, all right. Like I said, I don't be doing shows, but I wouldn't mind doing them. If it was booked or somebody booked me to come through, whatever, I wouldn't mind doing them. But I just don't do them. You feel me? But I want somebody that's going to be promoting my music while I'm in the studio cooking up some more music. You feel me? I can't be promoting my music and cooking up at the same time because, you know what I mean? It slows me down.
Right.
You feel me? It messes. I was talking to my cousin about that earlier on today, too. I'm like, yo, it messes up my thought process because I be trying to find so much ways to promote my music and promote myself, and then I still got to sit down and think about bars.
Right.
You feel me? Like, when I write, I probably could write, like, maybe, like, 5-6 songs the same day type shit, you feel me?
Oh, wow.
But, like, when I'm thinking about so much, it, like, it kind of clouds my mind, you feel me? I don't really see the vision, you feel me, because I'm thinking about other shit.
It takes from the artistry.
Facts. I be up, like, 7 in the morning. I go to sleep, like, 7, 8 in the morning every day, you feel me? I be up writing. Listen to beats all day. You guys, this guy, so I be up all day writing. When he getting ready to go to school, I'm in the crib writing. Feel me?
Gotcha. So, do you have any other passions in life besides music?
Like I told you, I'm an artist. I like fashion. You feel me? Like I was I made a clothing line, but I ain't never put it out there yet or whatever. I got to copyright some stuff. I got the design made and everything. I mean, I be doing tattoos sometimes here and there. I mean. What else is my passion besides music?
Cameraman.
That too. But my passion is music. I don't like nothing else. I don't like nothing else but getting money and making music.
That's what about you, Jay Knight?
Same thing here.
Just music.
Yeah. Jug, and music. Get to the stool, man.
Facts.
That's what I grind for, the studio money. You feel me? Get in the stool, take care of my little mans, you know, man. That's it. Facts.
Yeah,
that's what's up. That ass.
So what studio y'all go to?
We go to studio in Manhattan, Space Lab.
Space Lab? Yeah. Where is that?
30th.
30th?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's like over there about like kind of like by Penn Station or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, y'all messing over deuces in Brooklyn or?
Nah, they trash.
All of them?
Yeah, we went to some dude out here in Brooklyn or whatever. We was working with him. Then the dude starts talking about, oh, when we book studio time, we got to start paying the PayPal first before we come to the studio and then... So I guess he's trying to say like, yo, if we flop on a studio session or whatever, you feel me? I'm like,
you talking about Court Street?
Nah. Some shit in Flatbush, nigga.
Oh, okay.
Nah, he's, I don't know. Out. Like he ain't even had no AC in the studio. Flat, and he trying to do some Manhattan shit. So we really went to Manhattan. You feel me?
Yeah. Okay.
Word.
The fan was blowing hot air.
Facts. Couldn't even fit all of us in the studio. Like, shit, crazy. And the nigga had a dog in the studio. What's wrong with this nigga?
That's not a studio.
Nigga had a dog in the studio.
He lived there.
Shit crazy, B. Yeah. Nigga, his studio turned into a bedroom and everybody there. Wow. Oh, man.
And
now,
he wasn't even, like, mixing it. Like, he was rushing it. Like,
facts.
Come on, man.
Like, niggas was paying you niggas money and shit, and he wouldn't take your time. He wouldn't do what he want. Like, I tell him, yo, this is what I want. Put this effect on my shit. He want to do what he want. Like, yo, I'm knowing what I'm doing. No, nigga, you don't know what you're doing because you don't know the sound I want. You feel me? You know the sound you want. You're not the one. You're not the artist. You feel me? So he's be doing some stupid shit. And then he wastes time when he put his effect on it. And I'm still like, yo, I don't like that shit. Take that shit off. You got to take it off. Mm. He knew what he was doing, though. He was just trying to kill time so that we had to pay more money for, you feel me? Yeah. For the mixes or whatever. And he have some of our tracks right now. We told that nigga he could keep that shit. We don't want this shit. We're going to make some new shit. He got some other shit that he ain't finished mixing. He think we gonna come back and pay him more money. Nah, he not doing that. He gonna keep that shit. We gonna record in Manhattan. Nah, fuck that nigga. I wanted to slap dog shit out that nigga too. I hope he on live watching. You shit the live? I hope he watching.
Probably sick right now.
Facts.
So when you make it big, what's gonna be your really first big purchase?
Mama's crib. Facts. Mm. Bird. I was thinking, yo, ever since a kid, I was like, yo, I'm going to get this one big-ass house with everybody in it, like auntie, uncle, grandpa, grandma, everybody in there, like a big-ass crib, you feel me, for the family, you feel me? And then mom, if she want her separate crib, I don't know, if she want to stay in the big crib or she want her separate crib, I get her that too. I don't really care about no crib for me, like, you feel me? I'm going to be on the move all the time anyway. I ain't going to settle in one crib until I retire. Then I'll probably buy a crib for me. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
So what about you, J-Night?
I'm trying to buy Granny a crib, man. A bigger house, man.
Straight.
Because she got the crib in Florida right now. It's lit. Because she got the little mango trees in the back or whatever. So when I go out there, it be lit. But, like, I'm going to get her a little bigger. So, feel me?
Facts.
Get the fam out there. Because I got family in Haiti, too. My one of my oldest brothers out there.
Oh, okay.
Get him out here, my aunt, feel me? Just live life.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to build a big-ass crib in Grenada, too. Facts for the family when they go on vacation.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact, too. Beachside. Build a few houses out there. Invest some money.
I was thinking about building a hotel in my country.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to flip the bread. Because, you know, sometimes you don't know when that rap shit is going to die out. Somebody might come out with a new style. Niggas don't want to hear your shit no more. You got to find another way to make money.
That's true.
Many, many sources.
Yeah, so... while I'm making money off the rap, I'm going to be investing all that money in the other shit that I know is guaranteed money, like hotel, laundry, mad grocery store, shit like that. Feel me? Things that people going to always need. Feel me?
Yeah.
That's smart.
So when you coming out with the mixtape?
Yeah, when's the mixtape?
Yo, I swear, people been asking me this for the last 2 years. I'm never coming out with a mixtape. Nah,
oh, yeah. Okay.
Nah, I'm playing. I'm not ready to come out with a mixtape. Just off the simple fact, I don't think my views is where it's supposed to be yet. Like, I do numbers, but
yeah.
I want where I get the YouTube views up on some where my videos getting 200,000 in a day or two. Like, them type of numbers. Then I drop a mixtape because I know for a fact the fans going to go listen to the mixtape, you feel me? Because I got a big fan base, you feel me? I want to drop a mixtape. Niggas like, yo, who this guy? You going on, what's the mixtape site?
That Piff.
You, who this guy? I'm scroll past this shit because I do it. When I go on That Piff, I see niggas, who is this nigga? Scroll past this shit and look for a name that I know, that. You feel me, that I recognize. I don't be listening to niggas shit if I don't recognize it. Only way I watch niggas videos, like, when I'm on YouTube and the thumbnail look wavy, picture you see of the video, wavy, then I click the video.
The video is similar to the one you're watching.
I play the first 30 seconds of the shit. If it's trash, I turn it off. But if it's fire, I listen to it, give it a like. I support niggas, you feel me? Even if I don't know niggas, I support niggas and show love because I want niggas to do the same shit with me, you feel me?
So how about you, J-Night?
I show love all the time, man. It's crazy because like all my cats nowadays, man, they rapping. All types of stuff, DJs, all that.
Facts. Yo, crazy thing he just said, DJs. Yo, you know how much DJs we know, my nigga? And we got to run niggas down to play our shit. Like,
facts,
my mans, I know my mans for over 10 years, man. This nigga's a DJ. He lit right now in Brooklyn and shit. I had to be on this nigga ass. I've been on this nigga ass for like 4 years. Yo, boy, play my shit. But before, my shit was in all that. The quality was doo-doo. Because I was recording in the crib. So I ain't blame him for then. But now my shit is elite. My ball's elite. My quality's elite. So I was on this nigga. He finally played my track. He played the soca shit. Because he a soca DJ and shit. He played the soca shit or whatever. One time and shit. But I feel like, you know what I mean? You my mans. You know my music ain't trash. You supposed to play my shit every chance you get. You feel me? So I could get some type of clout. You feel me? When you on the radio, people... people that's listening from out of state or whatever, you feel me? You gonna build a fan base when you play my song, because they gonna wanna know, yo, who is that person, you feel me?
Right.
You're right. And you're right that since you're on your SoundCloud, over the years, your bars and artistry did go up.
Facts. That's a fact. Like, you go back and listen, I got like 3 SoundClouds, man.
Oh, you got 3. I only saw 2.
The oldest one is the one where the Catch Your Op is on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you go all the way down. I got some shit where I was dissing Chief Keef, like 2012.
F-Soka or something. No, F-Sosa. Yeah. Oh, I heard about that. I heard that one.
Yeah, that shit. That shit was like 2012, 2013, same shit. I mean, I was in the crib. We had the studio set up in the crib. We didn't really know how to mix good. That's why I wasn't sounding all that. But we had good mics. We had amplifiers, M audio, M box, all that shit. We had everything in the crib. Mm-hmm.
Around this time, guys was telling me, "Yo, you can't rap." I had to sit down in the crib, like, "Yo, I'm about to show these guys, like, yo, I'm about to make it, man." Because these guys is just hating on me. Like,
facts. Yeah. Facts, though.
So y'all gonna build that studio up again, or you're just gonna...
I mean, I ain't got time for that shit, man. I ain't got time
too much.
I can't edit videos, rap, go to the studio, right. I'll be with my son. You feel me? It's like, it's too much, man. I can't do all that shit. I need like a white boy or some shit that's good with engineer. You feel me? I need one of those people around that could do all that shit. You feel me? Put him down with the squad. And I mean, when we make it, he eat.
Yeah.
Facts. But you know, nobody not gonna want to work for free because, like, they don't see the vision. Like I said, they don't feel like we gonna make it till we make it. You feel me? And that's when everybody gonna try to, oh, yo, that, no, my man, I don't need you anymore. Right. I got pros to do it now. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Seriously.
But a lot of artists, some artists, like underground artists, they reach out to the fans, like, oh, can you know, promote my thing or like give me connects or something, like plug me in some shows.
I never asked nobody to plug me in with anything, but like I tell people to share my music though. Like I tag people on Facebook, I ask them to share my music. Some people, they cocky, they feeling themselves. They got a few likes on Facebook, so they like, yo, don't tag me in your shit. I don't want to hear your shit. You know what I tell them niggas, man? Delete me, because if you ain't supporting me, you taking up space with somebody who wants to support me. Because I got hundreds of friend requests. You feel me? I could just delete you and accept somebody else. You feel me?
True.
Well, we feel that you guys have potential, of course. That's why we reached out for the interview. And we are all about support.
Yeah.
Like, we are up and coming ourselves. So we reach out to underground artists like yourself, because we feel that's important to, you know, just help each other. That's what it's about.
Exactly.
And so we are coming down to the wire. So we want to thank you guys for coming. Yeah, but before we close out, we want you to just go in, give you a shout out, say your up and coming projects, whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. And then we want you to play one last track. It might not play the whole thing, but you could play some. So go ahead and give you a shout outs and do what you do.
Look, man, shout out to everybody, man.
First of all, shout out my BMG niggas, man.
Facts.
Shout out Flatbush. Shout out my supporters, man. I'm rocking with y'all, for real. Because y'all see the vision, you feel me? Y'all been there since day one. Every time I make a new page, every time people delete my Facebook, report my Facebook, y'all always add me back on the new ones. Feel me? The haters be reporting my shit. Y'all support. Shout out to y'all. Who else, man? Shout out Mom Dukes, man.
Facts.
Shout out everybody from the Bush, man.
Shout
the A-Trays, the
Stones, love,
everybody. Shout out my guys, man.
Everybody.
Free my son Johnny Cash. Free Nova Facts. Cocaine. Free Cash. Johnny, free everybody, man.
Shout out
J23. Free LR. Shout out Jordan Block. You heard? Jordan Block.
My son David.
2-3 Gang of Don't Bang. We got my son. We got my son Jefferson and David in the stew with us too, man. Know what I mean?
Yo, I'm about to play something for y'all.
Nigga said,
it's about that time now. Yeah.
Then session.